From KUAR in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. It's been 60 years since Central High School was forced to desegregate, but now a federal lawsuit claims the Little Rock School District still discriminates when it comes to facilities and programs. Proving that's true won't be enough to win the case, though. As Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek reports, plaintiffs will have to show district officials set out to discriminate.
A federal case heading to trial claims the LRSD provides worse buildings and fewer academic opportunities in its majority black schools. The suit is brought by state representative and local civil rights attorney John Walker. University of South Carolina law professor Derek Black says to win, plaintiffs must show the district treats black students differently on purpose.
Did you act knowing it would have some racial inequity, or did you actually act because of some racial bias or because it would cause the racial inequity? So it's really sort of this motivation and purpose question.
The LRSD argues there is no proof of racial motivation in facility spending. At issue in the case is the alleged disrepair of some majority black schools and the recent construction of a new middle school in West Little Rock, a majority white part of town. As some students, mostly white, have left the district for charters or private schools, former LRSD Superintendent Baker Curris said he hoped the new school would draw families back in. David Keel teaches law at the University of Memphis.
I think a lot of times you have situations where a large part of a community will believe that a decision has a racial component to it, but can't prove it because the school district there is no smoking gun, there is no overt racial purpose.
He says the intent requirement is a vestige of days when segregationists broadcast their goals and racism was written into the law. Black agrees that today, showing motive can be an obstacle, and sometimes school officials aren't even aware if they are biased.
And that's why people don't bring that many intentional discrimination cases, not because they're not happening, it's because getting into the mind or motivations of state actors is very hard now.
To win such a case, the district must show there was a reason for its facilities decisions other than race, like finances or population growth. John DePippa is interim dean of the Bowen School of Law in Little Rock. He says the intent standard is meant to let officials, rather than courts, deal with complicated social problems.
I think what the government would say is that every action they take is going to benefit some people more than others. And it would become an unreasonably difficult way to manage a government, to make policy, if every time the government took an action that might have a slightly more detrimental impact on one group than another, they would have to come to court to justify it.
Several published reports say school districts across the country have resegregated over recent decades. In fact, to Professor Keel, the case echoes separate but equal facilities cases of generations ago. The trial begins September 13th in Little Rock. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.